All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? Do you guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars?
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, a t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis?
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want.
Oh, I got a live one here.
This is Geek Stuff. I am Big Kev.
And I am Matt Cipolletti.
And we are proud and honored that you have decided to download our inaugural version of Geek Stuff.
Well, and that's the way it was 8 long years ago.
That sounds mostly sort of kind of the same.
It kind of does. So for those of you
having an intro that's just a little too long.
But you did introduce yourselves.
We did. So that
it was the first episode. We should say this is Big Kev's Geek Stuff. Episode 323. 23.
That's right.
Which is coincidentally the 8th anniversary of the show.
That's right.
Wow. 8 years. We've seen a lot of garbage in 8 years.
We've produced a lot of garbage, but we have produced a lot of quality programming.
And according to the hundreds of phone calls that we got congratulating us on our 8-year anniversary, we have affected some lives.
There you go.
It's nice to know.
It's good to know.
That's right.
Touch some souls.
That was the original opening to the very first episode of Big Kev's Big Stuff, where we introduced ourselves. And we had an opening that was a lot shorter. We're working on another opening that's shorter again before Scapegoat has a heart attack about the fact that the opening is still long.
Of course, what you didn't hear in that opening, which I don't know that you'll actually hear at all in any of these clips, but this this was Mr. Fantastic.
What?
He was involved in this
absolutely. Recording. But he was not. What's funny is, now, OG, you're going to post this episode, right?
I'm going to post the full episode.
The full episode.
In a couple days.
Right, so you can definitely check out the original episode. Yeah. It's a little difficult to get through, even for people who made it. So don't be surprised. You may have to take a few hours worth of breaks here and there. But Mr. Fantastic, our original producer, did not have a microphone. The first episode.
Oh, that's correct. No mic. That's right. He used to run over.
That's
and
right.
Yell into your mic.
He didn't do it in the first.
No, he did not.
In the first episode, he didn't do that until the second or third episode, and then by the fifth or sixth, he had his own microphone.
He was pretending to be a producer. Right. Still.
You had a microphone that was screwed to a little piece of wood.
It was two pieces of wood that were screwed together.
Right.
And then on top of the top piece of wood was a small mic mount.
Yes.
That was screwed to that.
Right.
And I remember we were scrambling about 15 minutes before we started recording. We didn't have enough screws.
Yes, that's right.
So I had one screw that was like an inch long, and it was actually sticking out into that little... It was balancing on a little Tupperware.
Yes, that's right. Now, for those of you that are interested in seeing
how far we've come, what
this disaster may have looked like 8 years ago, if you're listening, of course, on your iPod,
that's right,
your
color iPod. We'll get to that later, or any other iDevice on which you can see the pictures things, or over at the website. OG will post the pictures that I have provided him from the very first show.
I will also post the photos to our MySpace page.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get to that,
too. We'll get to that, too.
But the photo of the microphone mount, that photo of you has that clearly in that picture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So that was interesting. And it was also interesting to see what 8 years of ravaging time has done to you and I. Holy garbage.
I was a much younger man. I had more hair on my head and less hair on my face.
Under that hat?
Under that hat.
You did have more hair then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I was more youthful and vibrant and less beat down and broken.
Yeah. And Mark, I'm sorry, Mr. Fantastic was asleep.
Not in that one picture. He wasn't sleepy. He didn't start sleeping till like
at least episode
the
10.
Teens, I think. Somewhere in the teens. And Scapegoat, of course, in preschool. So no, not
that. How long true. Would you say Mr. Fantastic was with us? I don't think he made 100.
He did.
Did he make the first 100 episodes?
I believe he did. We'd have to look, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know he didn't make 200.
No.
Because he was definitely gone by then. So I would somewhere in the hundreds, I would say. But then there was, I mean, then he was gone for a little while, but then he came back.
Right.
But then he was gone for a little while, but then we did TV.
Right, right.
With him, and then he was gone for a little while, and then he came back for one more little stint.
Right.
And then he was gone. Yeah. Creative differences.
Creative differences. I love Mr. Fantastic.
Me too.
I still talk to him.
I talked to him today, as a matter of fact. I was hoping, I'm a little upset with him, I gotta say, which is in character, that he would call the GVM line today and leave us a little message.
Yeah.
I thought he would do that, but I guess he either got busy or he doesn't live here anymore. He lives
out of state.
In the Great North now.
That's right.
So you know, I understand where he may have had a little difficulty doing that, but I don't want to dwell
on those
things because we have a lot of clips that we want to play from the first one. So actually, why don't we? Is there anything else relevant that we need to say about this one? Because I'm dying to go into these other clips.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so let's play clip two.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you know, this is a new venture for me and Kev. We've been kind of working together on a couple other projects through the years.
It's true,
and you know, this is just the next step, and.
Do you remember how you got started in all of this crap?
Well, when I was a kid, Star Wars collecting, you know? Mm. When I was a wee Matt, I had Star Wars and He-Man figures.
When you were but a small geek.
Yeah, right. I'm a much bigger geek now. So
yes, you are.
And it just progressed into an obsession, like crack.
It is a lot like crack. It was for me, it's kind of the same thing. I developed an interest, obviously, as a child in toys, and I never really seemed to get away from it. It turned into more of an industry kind of exploration of the toy industry. Why are they choosing to make these toys?
Right.
Why are they choosing to produce this character versus this character, and so on and so forth? Yeah, I know why you're laughing.
Because you can't help.
We have so many discussions about this. Garbage. It almost seems silly that we're saying it again.
It's true.
But that's what it went for me. But then it's, you know, deep exploration into why is a lot about what I'm about. So toys, comics, all manner of geek materials. If you know me, you know that there are only a few obsessions in my life, and most of them are
plastic. Articulation.
Yes. With other plastic within would be the other one. And brightly colored paper, usually featuring stories about men in very, very tight tights.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a problem.
Yeah, I'd say.
You still have that problem.
I do still have that problem.
It's like crack.
Listen.
I'm good to see some of the humor still there. We covered gay jokes and drug jokes in that clip, so that's good.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There was also a lot of...
that plagued us for years.
I don't think years, but definitely the first year.
I think that carried on to at least our first serious
you
broadcast.
Think so?
Yeah, I seem to remember getting that feedback from young E-Rock.
Oh yeah,
at one point in time. I could be wrong, but
that sounds accurate.
But I believe that may have carried on to the first actual live broadcast that we
When's
did.
That anniversary?
Yikes.
I'm going to play the clips from that wreck.
I don't even know if we have the clips from that wreck
we
anymore.
Have it.
Do we still have it
Oh,
somewhere?
I have it, oh, okay. I definitely have them all, I think, or most of them. I'm pretty sure I have those.
Also, I want to point out now, second
clip
in a row.
That would be XM, not serious.
Who is this Matt character?
Yeah, yeah.
that we keep referencing.
Yeah, he's gone now, but OG has taken his place.
I would love to
find the episode where we started calling you OG.
You know, I was thinking about this last night as I was recording this, and it was fairly early on because it took a couple of episodes first, not for us to build up an audience, and then for us to start getting participation from people.
Yeah.
And I don't remember if it was a voicemail. I don't think we had voicemail yet, so maybe it was just an email. And I remember the email. It was pretty much just, you have Big Kev and Mr. Fantastic. How come the other guy doesn't have a name?
Yeah, that was
pretty much what our nickname
that's
or
right,
funny
that's
name
right.
or something
that.
Like that. And it just stuck. That's just kind of, just that's how it went.
uh, Scapegoat said that I had a problem. If you think I have a problem now,
yes,
you should have seen the problem then.
You should have seen the old place.
It was, look at the photos. If you look at the photo of me that OG is placing,
you can see on your color iPod.
Behind behind me is one of my cases absolutely filled with figures
and
loose figures.
And as far as studio configurations go, that was before you actually had the library room.
That's correct.
So that's
there was
things
stuff
got even crazier
everywhere. Yeah, once the library was built. Oh yeah. Oh, it got nutty. That's true. Anything else about that clip?
No.
I think it was pretty much. You know, we were both into the shit, and we decided this was what we wanted to do, and so we kind of roped Fantastic into it.
That's right.
Because
it all started with the conversation at Toy Fair when we were allowed to do that.
Yes.
What, have conversations?
No, actually attend Toy Fair.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yes.
What? I was at Toy Fair this year. What?
Yeah. So anyway.
It started with that conversation. It also started with a very famous radio personality who said to me, you know, you really have something there with that, with your geek stuff. And that's actually where the name came from.
That's right.
So that was very exciting.
So we're going to move on.
Next clip.
First off, I should tell you, you're going to want to check out www.bigkevsgeekstuff.com.
That would be our home, right?
That would be the home. This podcast, this cast, this thing we are doing has a home, and it's www.bigkevsgeekstuff.com. And when you go there, for those of you that are not going to be listening to this on an iPod, you will be able to go there, and you'll be able to, on a per week basis, there'll be a box where you'll be able to see pictures or whatever we're referencing that we're talking about on the show. You will be able to go to the website. You'll be able to click the links, go to the internet sites that we're talking about, see the pictures of the things, the products, the toys that we're talking about, and anything else associated with what we're talking about. If we feel we can give you a visual reference or an internet reference, you'll be able to find those on the home site.
We're interactive.
Well, we're trying to be interactive.
Right.
For those of you that are listening to this on your iPod, if you have a color iPod, one of the great things about the podcast is that you will be able to see on your screen, you'll be able to see the images of things that we're talking about right on your color iPod screen. I think is that what Mr. Fantastic is indicating to us right now?
I think so.
That is our producer, Mr. Fantastic.
In studio with us.
In studio with studio. Nominal idea.
So what happens if you had a Zune?
You were out of luck.
Were you just shit out of luck?
If you had a non-color iPod, I guess you were also out of luck.
No, I believe the Zune, you could access the MP3 track only. I think. Oh my, technology changed.
Yeah, I know. www.http.
I remember.
Colon.
For however many episodes Mr. Fantastic was with us, he would tell you every episode, you don't have to say www.
It took you forever. It was in the notes at the end of every show.
You mean you didn't need to say that to go to the internet site?
You didn't have the interweb browsering?
Yeah, you didn't have to go to Mozilla. No.
Well, and we should say there was the introduction of Mr. Fantastic.
That's right.
Our producer and of course the joke about the studio, which if you listen to the whole episode you'll hear me talk more about it, but the long and short of it was essentially my studio A, which would eventually become studio A, which was just the living room of my apartment.
That's right,
at the time. And we called it the studio because it was funny, and so we still call it the studio.
Yeah,
and this is some room in OG's house.
That's right,
some in the OG estate. And we've also recorded in other places and other venues and so on and so forth. But we always call it studio, whatever. Pulling back the curtain.
That's right.
So
hey, there are mics. There's a mixer and a computer.
Yep.
That's a studio.
It is.
But you're right, OG. The technology
art is being created.
That's how much has the technology changed in 8 years? just 8 years.
Well, let's talk about how many MySpace followers you
got. We'll get there.
Well, I mean, does anybody even use iPods? Is iPod still a thing?
iPod Touch.
Oh, it's a touch now, which is essentially a phone without calling capability.
That's exactly what it is.
But see, that's an interesting way of looking at it, right? You're talking about a more advanced technology. You're like, an iPod's an iPhone with no phone. No, the fucking phone didn't exist.
That's right. Absolutely.
And we were, you can actually see some of our old equipment. You can see the Mac that we recorded on literally
in the 1980s
for six years.
It's still in the studio right now.
Do you remember that original mixer?
It's in my home.
Yeah. That little mixer was this little gray box with only two inputs.
Yep.
And it had two buttons. One was off.
Yeah, didn't John Lennon record his album?
I think John Lennon's was probably even more advanced than one was. Really? That piece of technology and equipment, we lost that one in the flood.
That's right, we did.
That was one of the ones that we lost.
A backup though. We used it for a backup for traveling ventures.
Yes, that's true.
On a couple of
occasions. And the original and the mics that you see.
Yep.
In those photos,
those are gone.
Those are gone. Those were also lost in the flood.
Yep.
So that was. That's nutty.
Time ago.
The technology, though, we should say, though, when we're saying things like what are we saying? Because 8 years ago, there weren't a lot of podcasts around.
Yeah, it was starting to become a thing.
And we were, I mean, I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back or anything. We were the first guys that we could find that were doing anything like we were doing.
Yeah, there were a couple others.
But they were mostly like, we're just going to talk about comic books.
Right, I was going to say.
Right.
Those guys who are friends of ours, actually.
And not funny.
Yeah, oh, wow.
So, just saying.
Just saying. All right.
And speaking of not funny, this would be a good time to bring up the congratulations on the 300th episode of Toy Break.
That's right.
Congratulations, you guys.
They are hilarious.
One of them is.
Mostly. No, we love them, and they're swell people.
You can
check out their home site if you.
You know, and yeah, you know, and our relationship,
and their MySpace page.
Our relationship with them, because they were fans of this show and reached out to us to send us the Gwynns.
Correct.
And that's one, actually, Gwynns is probably the first piece of designer vinyl
that we ever talked about on
the show.
I think that's probably
I don't think
true.
Either of us really quite understood it back then.
Right.
And they were like, no.
And whoever that cat was who started Kid Robot.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is. I always forget his name. Used to come over to our table all the time when we did the Big Apple Con.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah.
And he would always be like, dude, you got to check this out. And we'd be like, no, dude, that's totally cool. And he would walk away. And we'd be like, the fuck is that?
Who's that guy? Yeah.
What the fuck is that thing?
Little ass clown.
What is that thing? Smoking cat? What is that? Smoking odd cat thing. But in all seriousness, we do want to send out congratulations to Aileen on the 300th episode.
That's terrible.
What?
George and Ben. George especially.
There's another guy on there?
They deserve all of our... Yes, of course. Look, Ben from 3D Retro is like... He's like the...
I can choose to congratulate whomever I wish.
Fine.
You can congratulate whomever you wish. Scapegoat can congratulate whoever he wishes.
I would like to congratulate George, Aileen, and Matt, who was their original third.
Oh, really?
On the show back in the day.
Where he's dead now, right?
I don't believe so.
That's what I heard.
I don't know where
he
is.
I heard he was dead.
But yes. But anyway, congratulations, guys.
Yes. And we miss you. And we hope you'll come back east again soon, because it didn't. You know what sucked? It didn't work out at Toy Fair that we get to hang out with them. I got to hang out with them a little bit, but I wanted to go out, have a meal.
The snow.
Believe
it or not, it was ice, because I spoke to them afterwards, and it really was the snow just ruined everything.
It was just a lot of shit.
Yeah.
But right. we'll get it together. Let's do another clip.
Both Matt and I will have our own websites that we are running and have been running for some time. Well, Matt's has. Mine has been sort of, it's coming. Mr. Fantastic, how's my website coming? It's coming okay, right? Yeah? Yeah, I know. which pretty much means the next time I decide to write something, that's where it'll appear. But
you used to write for me too. That was the theory, at least.
My column, Critical Toys, does appear on Matt's website. That's true.
So broken promises start right there.
First something's never changed.
Did that? I don't think
Critical Toys never got off the ground.
Big Kev's Critical Toys never got off the ground because I think what we decided in really short order was that we didn't need to do individual websites. We needed to have OG's site up and running for some things that are not going to be spoken about here. But we decided that we wanted to keep Collectible Bits Box up and running.
Right.
But we decided that all the stuff that we would want to share with people, we would want to share on Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Yes.
So
yes.
There was no need to do... I mean, I think that's what we decided in the end. Yeah, I know. And I never... I know. I get it. I get it. Please. And I know. And let's just get all the jokes out now. Go ahead, Scapegoat. Do you have one?
No.
Yes, you do. And no. I know OG has it. Go
I
ahead,
would say that I have plenty, but I don't want to start breaking any promises.
And hold on.
You don't have to break a promise.
Well, but before... I'm letting you off the hook. I'm letting you off the hook for just 1 second.
Okay.
Speaking of follow through, how was that Hannibal episode this week?
How was that Hannibal episode?
Because I seem to have missed
tweet?
Your 140 character
It's
review.
Great. If you look at my Twitter page right now, you'll see a great tweet about it.
Oh, did you finally do it?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Oh, good try. Yeah.
When was it? When did you do it? Because as of yesterday, it
wasn't
there.
I just want to point out, we're talking about a promise that you have not done for 8 years, and you will not give me over 8 hours?
Hashtag.
What kind of bullshit?
Hashtag fail.
Hashtag fucking distraction. Okay, that's what that is about.
Now, back to you.
Hashtag deflection.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah. All right. Come on, OG.
I come out clean on this one.
Listen, you know what? Why
can't...
don't you write a blog post about it and post it on his site? And then you can write your perspective
there you go.
And post it on his site. And then
he's flying out of the
corner. You guys can join a web ring.
I didn't do
right?
this.
We might have been part of a web ring.
We were part of a web ring.
Several, actually, back in the day. Yeah. Hey, listen, it drove traffic.
Webmaster at Big.
It drove traffic.
So, Go ahead. Just give. You want me to just go down the list?
Yeah, sure.
Big Kev eats stuff.
Yes.
Little Fifi's Who stuff.
Yes.
There was a couple of more. Those are the two big ones.
There were a couple of in-show segments that you were supposed to help.
Correct.
That died. Like,
do you know what they were?
Well, it was the Kitbash at Garage.
Oh, that was a great idea.
Remember that died.
Oh,
on the Vine.
It was like the Kitbash contest thing. That was a great idea. We just couldn't get it off the ground.
We haven't talked about... Okay, no, I'll save it.
Are you talking about the Lord of the Rings thing?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that yet. Is that
no,
the next clip?
No, that's not a clip. I don't think I pulled any clips from that.
That never happened either.
I know. Let's just say really quickly what that is.
Wow.
We had statues from the sideshow. You can hear it in the whole episode, but I'll just do the real quick explanation. We had two statues from the sideshow. It was the Lich King and it was Eowyn from the movie. They are clearly meant to be like facing each other, but Sideshow never did a base on which they both fit together.
Right.
So OG and I are like, well, we'll do a base that fits them both together. And we talked about extensively in the first episode how we were going to build this base and what we were going to do. And on each of our websites, we would be writing about the process and so on and so forth. I don't think it ever got mentioned again after the first episode.
No. I don't think so either.
That would have been a great project, but
it would have.
Hindsight.
Clip four.
You know, also, I've got a MySpace account also where I Mr. Fantastic had asked me how many friends we have on MySpace. I think we're at under 100 and growing every day. So
great.
So check it out.
That's awesome. I too have a MySpace, but since I really don't give a shit about anyone being my friend or not, I could care less if you find me on MySpace.
Callous.
Except
fuck.
My page is really cool.
It is. It looks pretty badass.
So if you are, you know, gutsy and really interested, you could try to find me on MySpace. That'll be fun for you.
So I don't think you understand the concept of promoting. Hey, we need more listeners, but like, fuck it. If you want to find me, good luck, Google.
No, sorry.
Use AltaVista.
These were these were individual MySpace pages. We didn't have a show MySpace page.
Not yet.
Not at that point.
Oh,
no.
God.
So we were just talking about individual MySpace, and I literally had made mine, I think, a week before
and
2 weeks.
And I should say that people who tried to friend you, I don't remember, was it automatic on MySpace or was there an approval process? There was an approval process,
I think you could choose. Yeah.
I don't think you ever friended anybody that wanted to friend you.
I never went there.
Because people would be like...
Probably didn't remember your password.
I said, Big Kev, a friend request on MySpace. He never said yes. He never accepted my friend request.
I had no control over that guy. You were just friends with you and Tom, right?
That was it.
You and Tom.
Tom. Oh. He never responded to me.
Oh, the MySpace.
Can you imagine? You know what else you can pick up from that clip?
What?
We didn't master this whole audio balancing technology.
Some would argue we still have not mastered this.
Some would.
Balancing technology.
I'm just saying, listen, it was mastered for a long time, and then it became unmastered.
I have to say, in defense of us, right? And, and I have followed many friends of ours who have now had their own podcast.
Right. Right.
A lot of them have asked us how we did it and stuff like that. So I know that they have them out there.
I don't want to mention
that. And I listened to a few of them. A lot of those guys did pre-shows, like sample. We turned the mics on.
Yeah.
We're like,
oh yeah.
We'll figure it out.
That's exactly what we did.
If it works, it works. If it dies on it dies.
And we'll do the next one.
And literally, I think we plugged the mics in. We made sure that they were actually recording. We used to check those things back then.
Sometimes.
In the early days, we almost always checked.
In the early days, you can actually.
Two or three episodes.
Yeah, you can see, again, the way the setup was where OG and I were opposite each other.
Right.
And then off to my right and OG's left.
Right.
Was fantastic. But the back of the screen of the monitor was facing us, so we couldn't see what was going on. Ergo, if Fantastic wasn't there,
right,
and something happened,
we
could literally be recording for 25 minutes and not be recording anything.
Yeah.
And that must have happened two dozen times. Yeah.
A lot of those times, if you ever go back and listen to some of those lost episodes are episodes where we're like, and this feels like deja vu.
Yeah, if you hear the term deja vu, it's because we already recorded that shit once.
Yeah. So there that is.
No, the lost episodes were another problem altogether.
Yes. Yeah. One of them, the Timony episode, I don't know how that one just got lost.
It's just lost.
We tried to save it and it just crashed.
Something happened and it was gone.
And it went away. Yeah. Bye-bye.
New clip.
So that's something that you and I are both working on. That's the kind of thing you're gonna catch on my site and Matt's site. So you can look forward to that coming up on both of our sites. Different perspectives, obviously. Matt's going to write about how difficult I am to work with. I'm going to write about how, you know, I'm doing everything and Matt's doing nothing.
Right.
And that's going to be the way those go, I think.
Sure.
And you're right. Things haven't changed. So
you're going to write. We just convinced you to write 140 characters. That's right. That is the progress we've made in 8 years. The laziness of Twitter has gotten you to...
That was actually the tail end of the conversation about the Lord of the Rings piece, where we were saying we were going to have different perspectives on our site.
So we kind of covered this one already.
Yeah, I mean, only with the exception of you saying how difficult I am to work with and me saying that I'm doing everything and you're not doing anything.
So there you go.
Which I think is funny.
It's funny.
I just thought that was funny in retrospect. Hey, listen, because we've had those arguments.
We're still doing the show 8 years later. There you go. That says something, I
suppose.
Two
of us are.
God, there have been so many producers.
There are.
I've been trying to remember just the producers. Fantastic.
Fantastic. Best by Billy.
Mike of his prime for like two episodes.
Just Mike.
Monitor. And Scapegoat. I think that's it, right? There have been no other producers, right?
Nope. No.
Okay.
That's all of them.
We've had other characters.
Other characters. The Bad Mother Canucker. Angry Dan's.
Yeah. Retailer X.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But those were the only producers.
Those are the only producers.
That's not bad.
No.
Yeah, most of them are still alive.
Most of them.
We got another little Star Wars topic to talk about in case you haven't heard about it yet.
What's this, Matt?
It's Hoth2014.com. Have you seen this yet?
Hoth2014.com.
Yeah, it's a gentleman by the name of Shane Igo who's decided to gather a petition to have the Winter Olympics in 2014 hosted on Hoth. You know.
Yeah.
But there's actually something kind of interesting about it. You know, he's going in a positive direction, I guess. He says that his goal is to get more interest in the Winter Olympics in America because, you know, they didn't do that great this time around compared to Desperate Housewives and American Idol and other crap.
Because if the geeks start watching the Olympics, then more people will be watching the Olympics.
When geeks unite?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But needless to say, it looks kind of funny. The website's interesting. It's pretty interactive.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, are you? Excellent.
2014.
Yeah, it's a it's a good interactive Flash website. It's got a lot of bits and pieces, suggestions for events like the.
They have events?
Yeah, he suggests some events on there. Was it the 2 minute snow speeder race?
Two man snow speeder race.
And the Bihopalon. What is that? That's a race
riding. Let me guess. You're probably riding in tauntauns, and then you stop and shoot something, because that event isn't gay in the regular Olympics. So you know what? Here's what we'll do. We'll take it. We will take it as gay as it normally is, and we will geekify it. That's Geekify, by the way, will be on the home site's glossary section, which we're going to start. The first entry will be Geekify.
There you go.
You made me promises.
Glossary, huh?
You knew you'd never.
Remember,
look, with all due respect.
Kitchen sink, Spider-Man.
Yeah. Oh, Kitchen sink.
Geekify.
You know whose fault this was?
Was this Mr. Fantastic?
This was Fantastic's
fault.
Was the one supposed to do this. And
that's
since
right.
He's not here now, we can blame him
that's
easily.
Right.
Ooh, speaking of do Fantastic, I need a new name now?
You hear that? Do you hear that?
The original escape. You could hear him faintly
you
in the background.
Can. Yeah, yeah. Faintly he's telling us what the events are. Yeah, you can hear.
You also offended your homosexual audience quite a
yes,
bit.
Yes, I'm aware. 8 years ago.
You know that
ago,
word, you know, and the glossary, that word doesn't mean stupid, right?
I'm aware.
The same. Okay.
I'm aware.
All right. We've evolved, perhaps?
I've evolved, yes. Okay.
So there, congratulations on your evolution.
Thank you.
If you do want to go to www.hoth2014.com, it looks like a Japanese bridal
site now.
Ad website.
Why
thing.
On earth that would be on Hoth 2014?
Clearly, that guy gave up the campaign.
Yeah, I guess. I just thought it was really. I thought it was really interesting, and the reason I wanted to include
because it's 2014 now.
And it's 2014, and we just went through the Winter Olympics. Yeah. So I thought it was very relevant that we were talking about that. And I think the next clip is from it too. So play that, and then we'll hack it to death.
Which athlete, which event will you be participating in the 2014 Olympics on Hoth?
You know, I was thinking of the two man bobsled, because there's nothing like nuzzling up against another stormtrooper, getting all in there and cozy.
I don't even know how to respond to that. I had no idea that this was going to be that kind of show.
I mean. Wait, what? Can we edit that out? Is it too late?
No. No, Mr. Fantastic. You make sure and leave that in.
Oh, that part has to stay.
That has to stay.
Right.
And there's been no editing ever since.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's a lie.
No editing ever since.
No editing.
Nope.
Whew.
Boy, has there been a lot of editing. But, yeah.
Less through the years, but in the early days.
In the early days, yeah.
After that first episode.
No. Well, yeah, but I think what happened after we got the feedback from the first episode, I went overboard. I was editing the show at the time, and I went overboard. Like, I was editing out Oz, and it took for goddamn ever to edit. So I was like, we had to get over the oohs and ahs, the uhs and ahs, because I was going blind trying to edit.
I remember in the early days, we would record... I think we used to record on Thursdays, is my recollection.
Did we?
And it would sometimes take till the following Thursday to get the new episode up.
Some
weeks, right?
It
and that was no fault of your own.
No, it was just the process.
It was the learning curve. It was
we were learning how to do everything. We were there were some failed experiments along the way.
There were some failed experiments along the way.
We were putting a lot of production together at the time, like drops and things as we were getting them and there's still drops from probably 7-8 years ago that we've never used.
Sure.
Still. But I mean, there's a lot of, there was a lot of stuff that went into the show, especially the early years, but you can hear kind of the basis of all these, of a lot of these things in the first episode. Like what you're not hearing in the first, in at least the clips we're playing. But if you listen to the whole episode, we reviewed the quarter scale Darth Vader from Sideshow.
That's right.
Which I thought was a terrible goddamn review on our part. I mean, it's maybe the worst review we've ever done of anything. Because we're just struggling. Like, we know what we want to say, but we're desperately struggling to try to, like, figure out the words. And that has, I mean, it comes really easy and natural for us now. But back then, we were like, what should we say?
Well, yeah.
It was a real cloth cape.
Right. It was, again, it was our, I think it was the first time we were looking at something like that critically in this type of format. Like, we would talk about this around the dinner table.
Yeah.
I could write about it.
We could write about it.
I could edit it.
Yeah.
And go back and... But
and
with
I had
a mic in front of your face and nothing else.
Yeah.
Nothing. No notes.
Nope.
That first show.
Nope.
I don't think. Right. It was like, it was a lot of it was off the cuff.
And I had been writing about this crap for more than 10 years at this point. And I had been talking about it on other radio shows for at least that long. But put the two of us together and in a conversation. The genesis of the show is that we were having these conversations anyway. So why not share our opinions and so on and forth with an audience? And I think what's interesting is that put us together and put microphones in front of us 8 years ago, and we're like, but meanwhile, probably the same day or some other day there about that time period, we would get together and we would just have what could have been a show length conversation about a number of topics without one pause or hesitation.
We probably reviewed that piece while setting up the mics that day.
That's true. We're
probably talking about the different aspects of it and how the head was a little perhaps too small at the time or whatever it
was. Whatever, the cut. It was
the cut of the helmet.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, remember, and you know, so it was, and also I distinctly remember thinking to myself, well, this now is being shared.
Right. Yeah.
So I had to be, even though clearly we didn't care about making gay jokes and drug jokes. And God only knows the other countless terrible jokes we've made over the years.
Like your racism.
The racism humor. Jokes. God, there are some episodes in the middle. You haven't heard these episodes. But there is an entire block of episodes somewhere, I'm going to say either right before 100 or maybe in the early 100s, where we made a reference once an episode about my hood being at the dry cleaners that week. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, there was some bad stuff, and again, none of it was ever meant in disrespect. We're just shitty sense of humor.
Let's scapegoat and ask his question.
This wasn't in my contract when I signed up. I want you to know. If I accidentally, can we review?
it's much better now.
Are you like the Mormon Church? Did you change your mind?
Not like the Mormon Church.
Did you change your mind about?
Evolved.
Racism,
evolved.
All that stuff.
I think we thought
all races
it was funny
are equally worthless. Yeah.
I think we thought it was funny at the time.
I don't think we thought it was funny. I just think we had patterns of speech, and that's the way that we talked. So that's the way that we talked.
Yeah,
yeah.
And was it? I mean, as you brought up earlier, the scapegoat, the whole using gay thing to mean stupid and so on and so forth. Yeah, that was just part of the mannerism of speech. Was it stupid and ignorant? Sure it was. But I do stupid and ignorant shit today that I'll regret 8 years from now.
In the last year, I know, at least on several occasions, we've made some sort of inappropriate racist joke, baby joke.
Dead baby jokes
are always okay.
What was the episode where he made the racist joke about Mexicans? We laughed ourselves silly for like 20 minutes.
That was recent.
I know, it was like several episodes ago.
I mean, look, we're equal opportunity haters.
That's
so.
All.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
I think this would be a good spot.
Are we going to play that last? Are we going to save that for the end?
I think you should close with it, don't you?
Oh, okay. That's fine.
It's up to you.
No, that's fine.
I'm wondering now whether we should.
I kind of thought we should do it.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. So
we'll
play what was the original ending of the episode, but that is not the end of the episode.
No.
Because we're going to then take a break. And we come back, we have some news, we have some product we want to talk about real quick, and then that will be the actual end of the episode. So this is not the end, but it is the end of the original episode.
This is the first end.
First end, yeah.
This Wacky Radio Voice? This is Geek Stuff. You can check out the home site. We're calling it the home site. It's www.bigkevsgeekstuff.com. On there, you will be able to click the links and see the pictures and check out the sites and anything else that we're talking about on Geek Stuff, broken down on a weekly basis for your convenience. You can also send your questions, comments, or possible topics that you'd like us to discuss, you can send those there as well to the home site. You can also check out www.sideshowtoy.com to check out the quarter scale premium format Darth Vader. I think it's one of the best Star Wars collectibles out there. I think if you're a Star Wars fan, you should at the very least investigate getting this fine piece for your display pleasure.
You should go over to Hoth2014.com.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And send, what was his name again? Shane? I think it was Shane.
Whoever.
Whoever. Send
Geek
him an email.
Too much time on his hands. That's his Native American name.
Oh, yeah?
Geek with too much time on hands.
Dances with Tauntauns. Is that what it is? You can go over there and check out that site and let Shane know what you think about it. Let him know we sent you there if you'd like. And submit some stuff to him.
I just can't say anything else about
it. Now, we're gonna move on to that, move away from that, onto our pact.
That's right. The pact is, Matt, you're gonna check out V for Vendetta, the film.
Definitely, this weekend.
And I'm gonna go back, I'm gonna read the 1988 or 85, depending whether you're British or not.
Right.
If you're British, it's 85. If you're American, it's 88. I'm gonna reread the comic. We're going to come back next week. We're going to talk about, does V translate from book to film? And does the update do the story justice?
Sounds good.
In the interim, you might want to check out V for Vendetta, the comic, or V for Vendetta, the film adaptation novel.
Or the graphic novel.
Or you might want to check out V for Vendetta, the film. I highly recommend that you do.
And on that note, we cue the music.
You know, we were brazen back then. We were convinced that even with our first episode, that they wanted to hear us rehash the same shit we just talked about.
That was the pilot.
That's right.
For the wrap up.
That's right. No wrap up music. No bed.
No pre wrap up music.
Yeah, yeah.
And then of course the Jason Lee sound effects. Still
That's
in
right.
Play.
Still in play.
And for some reason we're promoting Amazon.com back then. Before we had an Amazon link.
That's right.
So
which, I don't even know if the Amazon affiliates around back over there.
I don't think so. That whole bit though about the pact about V for Vendetta was I had seen it and you hadn't.
Correct.
I think did I do a midnight for V for Vendetta?
I think we went back and saw it together though, because I'm pretty positive when I saw it, you were with me.
Yeah, I think I saw it with you, but I think that it was
you might have
that
done
I went to, I did the midnight for it. I'm pretty sure. I'm reasonably sure I did the midnight for it, and and then we saw it. But then again, if you listen to the entire episode, which OG is going to post, you'll hear us have this discussion about comic book movies and how I came to the conclusion at the time that Sin City was the best comic book movie ever made.
Okay.
And we talked about how great V was, and we said
I think Sin City ranks up there.
Oh, totally. And I said, and
excited
I said,
for the sequel?
And I said, now,
well, now we're getting the sequel. By the way,
yeah, I know.
Just pointing that out.
8 years later.
Other 8 year anniversary.
I said in that conversation, now that we've seen V for Vendetta translated to film, now is the time for us to get a Watchmen movie.
Yep.
So we were ahead of the game on that
there
one.
You
there.
Go.
We also bashed in that conversation. I believe we also bashed X3 being done by Ratner because it hadn't come out yet.
So yeah.
Pre X3. And it also was pre Superman Returns. So we're busting Bryan Singer's hump about that. Those are the things. If you listen to the whole episode, you can hear, you know, exactly what was going on in the geek world when we did that first episode. And there was a lot happening. It really was the precipice for all these comic book movies and all these things that have happened in the last 8 years. They were all kind of just starting to happen then.
Yeah. I guess X2 had come out, right?
X2 had come out.
Right. Okay.
And he had recently, abandoned X3, and they had announced Brett Ratner, and he abandoned it because he was doing Superman Returns.
Right.
And some other great comments in there as well. So that was kind of the preliminary wrap-up.
Right.
Before there was a wrap-up.
Right.
And, I think many people enjoyed that.
That first episode? Sure.
The I meant the wrap up.
No,
no.
That's why it was voted on as
yes,
as
getting eliminated
to be kept. No, the first time. This is when you were still in high school, scapegoat. When we were voting on that,
just gotta make up all the ages.
All right. With that,
yes. Let's take our first break, and
we're gonna play some voicemails. I think.
Oh yeah,
from some of our listeners during
yes,
the break.
We'll do that, and we'll be right back with some quick news and some quick, exciting, awesome product, and then we will let you go.
This is Robert Kelly, and you're listening to Game Stuff with that hunk of shit host, Coke Logic.
Ahoy, ahoy, and welcome to Game Stuff. I'm your host, Coke Logic. This is a super quick edition of Game Stuff, not much announced, but just a bunch of stuff released. Infamous Second Son has been released for PlayStation 4. It's a lot of fun and incredibly pretty. Diablo 3 Reaper of Souls has been released for PC, which seems to have a buzz since my Twitter timeline is filled with mentions of Diablo. BioShock Infinite has released its final DLC with Burial at Sea Part 2. It's a complete surprise to announce that after a god-awful Part 1, Part 2 is not only great, but one of the coolest pieces of DLC I've ever seen. It's almost like they went above and beyond because the developers knew how shitty the rest of the season pass content was. Titanfall was not released on the Xbox 360 this past week because it was pushed back to April 8th. Facebook is buying the virtual reality headset in development, the Oculus Rift, being purchased for a hefty $2 billion. While I believe virtual reality is the future of entertainment, $2 billion seems like Mark Zuckerberg is overpaying in an unproven market. Disney bought the Star Wars universe for $4 billion. And finally, Wolfenstein: The New Order is getting a limited edition release. Only 5,000 numbered copies will be produced. Wolfenstein: The Panzerhound Edition will come with postcards, patches, dog tags, some art book, and an 8-inch Panzerhound statue. The only thing missing? A copy of the game. That's right. For $100, you could buy a limited edition copy of the game that doesn't include the game. What a bunch of Nazis. This is Coke Logic signing off for Game Stuff.
Hi, guys. It's Jim Ford at Joe Anata on Twitter. Just wanted to wish you guys congratulations on 8 years. That's a really awesome accomplishment. I know it's always cool seeing you guys at the conventions, familiar face. Up until recently, I was always pretty much just going by myself, so having that you know, couple of people that I recognized was always really cool. In 8 years, I think the coolest show was when you had it was a live show and you had Sam Jones on from Flash Gordon, and I got to call in and ask him a question. That's something that I'm not going to forget, because that was just, that meant a lot to me. It was really cool. So 8 years, you guys have talked about a lot of stuff. It's been really fun, and I always look forward to each episode. So thanks a lot, guys. Keep it going. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Matt S., Matt's fellow Green Arrow fan. I just want to say congrats on the 8-year anniversary. I've been listening for about 2 years and looking forward to listening to some more and also correcting the information and sending it to OG. Later, guys.
I'm going to pull back the curtain and say that we totally forgot to plug the sponsor. We so did. Wherever you're hearing this spot,
that's right.
It's we've actually gone back after we finished the celebratory 8th year anniversary episode
right.
to record this spot that you're hearing now for Suburban Vinyl.
I don't think you get how editing works. They would have never known.
They don't. It's okay if they know.
Pay no attention to the producer behind the microphone over there.
Oh, man.
Yes, lovely Suburban Vinyl in Waldwick, New Jersey. Of course, you can check them out online over at suburbanvinyl.com.
Do it.
Yes.
This coming Friday at 6 p.m., they have a new show going up in the store, Ones and Twos. A toilet lid show.
Yes.
There's some of the pieces have come out. I've seen some of the teasers. They look awesome.
Yep.
I still think the medium is interesting. But they look awesome.
Yep.
Some of the contributions look fantastic.
You can go over there
and drop a load. Pick one up and take it
home
with you.
And pick one up. Hey. I will actually be attending this show.
Awesome.
I don't know when exactly I will arrive there, but I will definitely be making an appearance. And OG is on the fence.
We don't know yet.
I need you to bring me back a lollipop.
If you actually go to Suburban Vinyl and you see our pal, the mayor, Blink, Smack, whatever Rob, his name is.
Yeah.
Any number of nicknames. And you mentioned Big Kev's Geek Stuff. It is true, you do get a lollipop.
And of course, if you shop online over at suburbanvinyl.com and you use the coupon code
Big Kev,
you will get
10% off your entire order.
That's right. So please go over to suburbanvinyl.com. Please, if you're local to the area, check out the show Friday night. It is a great shop. They do have some awesome stuff. They've got that. There's a new Dunny exclusive drop tomorrow. It's a one-piece drop. I forget the artist's name, but they'll have that tomorrow online, or today online, I guess, when you're listening to the show.
Tomorrow.
And of course, they should still have them Friday night.
Today.
And check them out.
Tomorrow day.
Tamarimurin.
Suburban Vinyl.
Or from Madam. That joke will be funny in a couple minutes.
Hey, Kev. Hey, OG. Hey, Scapegoat. Congratulations on this many shows. It's Matt from England, the booker. Yeah, the Hobbit. Yeah, it's me. Just a big shout out to you guys saying congratulations on making it this far. And let's look forward to another 5 million more shows. Bye.
Hey, Kev, OG, and yes, Scapegoat. I just wanted to say congratulations on 8 years, guys. I just wanted to take a minute and thank you guys for putting out great content every week for us. I wanted to thank you guys as well for introducing me, OG especially, to my love of Dunnies that I go out of my way to collect, and they're overflowing in my house, and to some interesting comics over the years. Keep up the great work, guys. I hope we get another 8 years from you guys.
We interrupt this program to give you a bulletin. A large object traveling at supersonic speed is headed over the North Atlantic toward the east coast of the United States.
People of Earth, don't get lost in space trying to find a next convention. Come to the best and only Geek Flea.
Geek Flea 77.
It's coming Saturday, April 5th, 2014 in Kearney, New Jersey.
Geek Flea 77.
Hang out with Team Unwinnable. Stop by the church ladies and grab some baked goods. We'll have you floating into space with our raffles. We also have DJs spinning all day.
All day.
Blast off at sponsored by Loop Lounge, Paradox Comics, Barcade Jersey City, Comic Explosion, Iris Records, Garden State Roller Girls, and 80stees.com. You won't want to miss this event, even if it's the last day on Earth. Saturday, April 5th at the First Presbyterian Church of Kearney, 663 Kearney Avenue, Kearney, New Jersey, at No One Can Hear You Scream.
And we're back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 323.
Were we not going to tell the listeners?
Yeah, well, I didn't identify the episode. I flashed back to a time when we were not identifying the episode when we went to break. It just kind of bled together. All the breaks, by the way, in the original episode, recorded by Pervert Ken.
That's right.
Another character on the show.
Another character on the show. He was a regular for a while.
He was, and they were terrible. Those three breaks were awful.
Not as bad as the one that I did. I did one for
advertising.
For advertising on the show. That one was terrible. Yeah, I mean, that one was like really terrible. Like, I was on my deathbed terrible.
Pretty bad.
Like, I was reading Shakespeare terrible. Like, it was bad.
Well, we got to dive into some news here.
Yeah, sure. We got a couple of things.
This is an anniversary episode, so it's going to run a few minutes longer than normal, but we want to talk about some. Yeah, you are welcome. Thank you, Scapegoat.
Yeah.
And we do want to hit some news things, and there is very exciting product that we absolutely will not shortchange you on. So let's roll.
All right. Do you want to talk about Arrow? Just a quick follow-up to Arrow?
Yeah, we can talk about Arrow.
Harley Quinn was definitely in the episode.
I don't think they have the rights to the character, which is why they didn't call her Harley Quinn.
Yeah, but the producer confirmed it later.
Yeah, he confirmed that it was Harley. Uh-huh. What he'd said was that it was meant to be an Easter egg.
Yeah.
And whether she may never come back is what it
but
was.
But I hope she does.
We all hope she does.
And they got Tara Strong to record it.
And so. I will say that remember, it was either last episode or two episodes ago, I was like, my hatred for Amanda Waller is completely irrational. No, it's completely rational. She is
Wow. So your hood's at the dry cleaner, so you got to bring out the sexism? Is that what it is?
All right, fine. She's a... Is that better? She is a terrible...
That's just a synonym. I don't know. She's a muff. Like, I don't...
She is a terrible person. She's a terrible person.
She's a vagina.
Easily hateable and everything I felt for her was completely deserved.
So you're reading the book then?
I will absolutely not be reading that book.
Did you actually send him a picture of that book?
Yeah. Yep.
My response was just, boo! So that was my response.
Yeah,
so
that's not a fan.
Arrow follow-up. Of course, new episode of Arrow tonight. It's the Birds of Prey episode, Return of the Huntress.
Yay.
So that should be pretty good. Let's talk about Age of Ultron.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Set picks, because it's filming.
Uh-huh.
We see Scarlet Witch in the set picks.
Nice.
We see Quicksilver in the set picks. We also see what we assume is Ultron.
Oh, yeah?
In the set picks. Yeah.
I haven't seen that photo.
The mask is...
Can you show me that one?
I had it, and
Goat.
I no longer have it.
Goat.
But the mask looks kind of cool. I'm okay with it.
Yeah?
Quicksilver looks okay.
Which costume is it? Is it the blue and white one?
No, it's a new costume. It's not the Bryan Singer emo.
Oh no,
goth Quicksilver.
No.
It doesn't look as cool as it did in the promotional artwork. But again, you have to take all of these pictures with an uber grain of salt.
I think Quicksilver, by the way,
in
the X-Men movie, like a lot of those characters, is going to be in the movie for 6 seconds. Now that the second trailer has come out.
No. Oh, in Days of Future Past.
Days of Future Past.
Yes, I agree.
I now think what we're going to get is kind of like the Terminator. You know, where we got a few minutes, like maybe 10, 15 minutes of the future.
Right.
And what's going on, and that they have to send Wolverine to his past body and all that stuff. I really think we're not going to get a lot of time in the war. And I think a lot of these characters that they're just thumbing off left and right, I think are just going to be like, maybe not even named, maybe just like, oh, I know who that is. That like we saw in like X-Men and X2, where somebody would run by and you're like, oh, that's
Leech. That was Colossus.
Or whoever. Yeah, that kind of thing.
So there's that. There's a better shot than that. Here's a black and white print out of the mask.
Okay.
I think it looks all right. Again, you have to take it with a grain of salt.
No, I am. It looks like something though.
It looks kind of like Ultron.
He kind of looks like a transform. He looks like Bumblebee.
No, yeah.
You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I don't think so. We can also talk about at CinemaCon, which is a convention for people in the movie industry, like theater and that kind of thing.
Theater owners
They had a trailer for the new TMNT film.
Ugh.
And what we learn from that trailer, which, by the way, will be hitting tomorrow, so you should all be able to see this tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
But you'll learn a little bit more about their origins, and apparently
their origins
and apparently it involves
space.
No, it does not involve space, thank God, but it does involve Shredder and somehow trying to create them. So there's that.
Oh, great.
Yeah,
so we're monkeying with their
origins.
Anyway, so even though he said he wasn't,
so that's fun. Well, look, you
awesome.
Know Raphael in a do-rag, that really sums up the movie for
can
me.
Can we post a link to that trailer tomorrow so that we can make sure everyone sees it when we, no pun intended, shred it?
I will
week?
Attempt to post the link tomorrow, yes.
Okay.
That should not be an issue.
No pun intended. Shred. Shredder. Shred.
You know, if you say it four times, there's pun intended.
I want to make sure people get it.
It might happen. Three more things I wanted to bring up real quick. That Powers TV show that's been bouncing around.
Oh, is that actually happening?
Oh, yeah, it is. I heard this.
It is coming to PlayStation exclusive. It's going to be a PlayStation series.
Yep.
Sweet.
I don't know when.
So no one with a PlayStation, without a PlayStation, will be able to see it.
Right, awesome. Unless they have, you know, retailer Y.
So
PlayStation.
It has found a new home. All right, I have to ask you this, Scapegoat.
It's not animated, though. It's live action, right?
It is live action.
Yeah, okay.
I have to ask you this, Scapegoat.
Yeah, yeah.
In your opinion,
mm-hmm.
which unit is doing better?
What do you mean
Xbox
by that?
One?
Xbox One or PlayStation? And I'll tell you...
Sales-wise?
Yes.
You mean like if
Xbox,
I'm looking at
yes.
the numbers? It depends how you look at the numbers. I'm pretty sure PlayStation 4 currently has a bigger install.
It is outselling really? It, right?
Can
it
I ask you a question?
Is outselling
Is that
it,
a yeah. positive truth or...
I'm saying, you know, when they say like most, you know, fastest growing versus
most units sold.
Right, most units sold. Microsoft has not been releasing that information as of yet.
Right.
Recently. Well, I wonder why.
Although Microsoft's already going through its first rounds of price cuts.
Kind
and
of.
And bundles.
Kind of, yeah. But yeah, we believe currently that the PS4 has definitely outsold.
I go to Yahoo pretty much every day.
Right.
So I check it a couple times a day for the headlines, for the news and stuff like that. And I swear every day, depending on what time of day you check it, there is an article that says, and this is why PlayStation is beating Xbox. And then like 2 hours later, it's like, and this is why Xbox is beating PlayStation. And it literally flip-flops three times a day, every day.
I hear no one talking about PlayStation at all. I hear everybody talking about it.
Oh, that's not true. I hear equal talk about both.
Are you saying you've heard a lot about...
I'm commenting on what I feel.
I'm sure you've heard a lot about PlayStation now that they finally have one game out that people want to play.
Oh yeah,
and that game is Infamous, which apparently is great. I haven't got a chance to play it yet. I do have it. I will be playing it.
The same way you heard all about Xbox when Titanfall finally came out.
Right.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah.
I got to play Titanfall under the tutelage of Scapegoat.
Yes.
And I'm terrible at it, but I want to get better.
It's fun.
However, and speaking of fun, possibly the funniest video game of all time, South Park Stick of Truth.
Yeah.
Unfreaking real how hysterically fun that game is.
All right, let's move on. Two more quick things before we move into some product.
Go.
Gem and the Holograms. Live action feature film.
She's truly outrageous.
From director John Chu, who brought us such fantastic films as G.I. Joe Retaliation.
Oh, no.
And Justin Bieber, Never Say Never.
Justin Bieber.
Wait a minute.
You said Beaver.
Oh, did I? I meant Beaver. Memphis.
The Beeve.
So yes, Gem and the Holograms live action.
What the fuck is wrong with this guy? What is wrong with him?
That's the best thing I've ever heard.
You know, it's like making Power Lords action figures. All right. That was a low blow. Yeah.
Listen. All right, we can actually move into that. I don't even want to talk about this next thing yet. That's all I'm going to say.
Wait, hold on. I got to pull that joke back about Power Lords or else I'm going to get angry.
We're
going
to move into Power Lords. So let's just.
Oh, we're going to do it right now?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Unless you have something news. I have no
other news. I even want to move past Power Lords. Look, let me just say.
We have to say some things about Power Lords.
I am. I'm going to say. Okay. What are you going to say?
I want to say that we've seen the first, the package.
The carded figures
look awesome.
Are amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. From our friends over at Four Horsemen. I was not a big fan of this series in the 80s. I'm a much bigger fan of it now.
The Lord Power figure looks fucking great.
They're awesome. Yeah. They're all awesome looking. We just got some from the Four Horsemen, the latest colorways, if you will, of the soldiers and the, I think they're, is it pronounced Griptog?
Yeah, there's Graptog, Griptog, and Graptic.
Okay, well, we got the latest versions of those dudes.
Yep, and a bunch of the...
I'm looking through the box now. We got blue on the soldiers, blue, red... We got some grays as well. These soldiers are amazing.
I think most of those are still available if you go to storehorseman.com, with the exception of gray.
I think gray was the hard one and is gone. And the other, the Griptog. Griptog. However it is that you pronounce it, they're awesome, awesome figures. I'm really getting behind these.
Absolutely.
I've been giving Corden Boy a lot of crap about Power Lords ever since they told us they were going to do Power Lords. We were like, Power Lords? Like, really? Power Lords? With Sectars floating around out there in the mist, you choose Power Lords to make new toys of? That said, I have to admit, these figures are awesome. Corden Boy was right. Oh, God, did that hurt. Cornboy was right. These are going to be awesome. He said they were going to be awesome. He's exactly correct. They are awesome. And we can't wait to get the carded ones and see those. If you haven't, OG, can you put pictures? Do you have pictures?
I do have pictures of all the carded
ones.
Put
the carded ones up there because they are
phenomenal. I just want to go through some details on some of those.
Phenomenal. Yeah, dude.
These are, of course, the Horseman collector-friendly blister cards.
Yes.
So we love that, right?
That means you can put them in, put them out, whatever you want to do.
The Graptarg figure is a Power Lords fan club exclusive. So that is no longer available for purchase through Store Horsemen. But I think if you still join the fan club, you could possibly still get that figure.
Okay.
The Graptic Trooper was made available to people who purchased the Vulcan Rock level over at the Power Lords fan club.
That was
and
a
that
fan
is
club
no
thing.
longer that is also no longer exclusive at Store Horsemen. So you can't get that anymore.
All right.
The Adam Power and the Lord Power figures are just, all I want to say is, and you have to look at the pictures, you make your own judgment, but they're just great looking figures.
They are.
I mean, it's a good line. But the figures have just come out fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're not a fan of Power Lords, obviously you should go back and kind of check it out. Check out the comic book. I think it was DC had put out a comic book of it, and check out some of the stuff you can find online.
Was it animated at all?
I believe so, yeah. Wasn't it? I believe it was.
I don't remember, honestly.
I could be mistaken. Maybe I'm thinking of a commercial.
I don't know. All I know is that I'll say it again. I was not a big fan of these when they originally came out. However, I am now a really, really big fan of them, and I'm very excited to see what they're going to do next with these characters and with these things.
All right, but let's move to what we have in studio. This is the Outer Spacemen series 6 and series 7.
Is that what they are? 6 yes. and 7?
6 okay. and 7.
All righty.
So
we have waited a long time for these.
Of course, there are 3 figures in each line. Uh-huh. It's 2 figures and a deluxe in each line. So series 6 is
which one's our 6?
The woman from Alpha Centauri. Oprah Tatum. The woman from Alpha Centauri. Jesus.
Oprah
Christmas.
Tatum.
Oh, I see.
Oprah
Tatum.
Really? So Oprah married Channing.
It's Oprom-A-T-E-M.
Oframatum.
So she is from series 6. Also, Horoscope is the woman from Saturn. Is also
I got her in my pile here.
And then I believe Colossus Rex is the series 6. Deluxe figure.
He's deluxe too.
Yeah, but he's the series 6 deluxe.
Who's deluxe 3?
Is Gamma X. He's the series 7 deluxe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I get you.
Yeah.
Because it just lists him on the back as deluxe 2 and deluxe 3.
And then series 7. Are Terra Firm.
Terra Firma, the woman from Earth.
Right.
And also Jack Asteroid.
The man from Earth. Right. Now, Terra Firma, I know for sure, and I'm not sure about Jack Asteroid, but Terra Firma was the new figure. That was the one of the new ones.
First one that he's created since?
Yes.
I don't know. We have to ask Hornboy about that.
These are all available for pre-order right now over at Star Horseman.
Yes.
You could get them in sets. So you can get a Series 6 set, a Series 7 set. I believe it's $46 per set. The 4 regular figures go for $13 apiece. And I want to say the deluxes are $27 maybe.
Okay.
You want to go through the ones you have there, and then I'll go through the ones
I have the Earthling. So I have Terra Firma.
Right.
Which is a female. It's kind of that retro 60s spacesuit. The one thing I'm confused about. Oh, I'm no longer confused. I think I see it now. I didn't see the face shield part of the helmet because the helmet is kind of open.
Right.
But I think the face shield is just kind of back over the back of it there. You see what I mean?
I do.
And so she comes with some additional arms. It looks like some sort of ray gun.
Right.
I guess that would be called. And an American flag to plant on all the planets that we take over.
Do they have a flag?
And it looks like she has some kind of jetpack on there as well in the back. She does, yeah. Great figure.
Oh.
Do you see it now?
You're
discovering other ones? I'm going to pass them over to you as I do them. Jack Asteroid is the man from Earth. He has a very similar outfit to Terra Firma.
Right.
And a very similar ray gun, additional arms, flag, the bubble helmet. You know, this is that 60s retro spacesuit bubble helmet looking thing.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah, they really are awesome. Yeah, they really are awesome. So that's that one. And I also have Horoscope.
The woman from Saturn. I like her staff.
Yeah, it's kind of clear, but with Saturn at the top. She has a clear pinkish gun, ray gun, clear pinkish helmet.
Is she a cephalopod?
Bubble helmet.
Is that kind of what her...
Right? Is that what she is?
It's kind of like an octopusy squiddy.
It looks like an octopus with a human. It looks like an octopus ate the head of a human.
Right, right.
And it's kind of sitting on there.
So much like a cephalopod.
So it is a cephalopod, right? Yeah. Yes.
Is that what a cephalopod?
2 points for me.
Yeah, octopus, squid, cephalopod. Yeah. It means foothead.
Oh, well, there you go.
Foothead.
And there it is.
Odd as in podiatrist, foot, ceph.
So. All right, so there you can check that one out, OG. And here's Jack Asteroid. You want to check that one out as well. This is a great series, either packaged or unpackaged, together in a group. I think the uniformity throughout all the lines and the way that they all, I love them packaged. I love saying it every time we talk about it. I love having them packaged and all displayed. I have them all displayed together in the package in my home. They are one of my favorite lines ever. They got to be my favorite independent line, I think, of all time.
They're just, the sculpts are so cool.
I know.
Oprah made them, the one I could not.
Oprah?
Yeah, Oprah made them. It is the twin sister to Metamorpho, which I believe is one of the other lines.
Oh,
of course,
right?
It is Metamorpho spelled backwards.
Oh, there you go. So Metamorpho.
There you go.
That explains it a little bit better, yeah?
So, Ophra. Ophramatem.
Right.
Ophra. Ophramatem.
Yeah, she has arms, some sort of weapons as well. It looks like Oprah. Ophramatem. She also has a spinning head. Did you see that?
Yes, yeah. Much like Manny Faces.
Yes, like Manny Faces. Yes, that's really interesting, isn't it?
And the skull head. The skull head is pretty freaking cool.
Yeah, I like all the heads.
For Doctor Who fans out there, if you wanted to get one of these and convert it to a Vash Narada from the episode The Library, you probably could do that with the skull head.
Oh.
Just saying.
Oh.
I have Gamma X, the man from the fourth dimension. This is really, he's kind of like, you know what he reminds me of? He kind of looks like Crichton.
He does look like
from Red Dwarf, right?
Yeah.
But like in a clear body. So the fourth dimension, you can't see the fourth dimension, but it's all around us.
Right.
And this is in our dimension. But check out, I mean, that's just
great. That is a great figure.
Right?
And it looks like he has snap-on armor. The front
is it snap-on? I didn't pop it out.
I think the front, I think he is packaged with the front of it on. That's the clear bit you're seeing.
Yeah.
And I think that solid metal bit is the back.
I'm trying to.
Because they show the original on the back there.
Yeah. How cool is that figure?
That's a really cool figure, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it snaps on into the back. Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. And the drill gun?
Yeah, it looks so like he has cool. A couple of guns there.
Does he glow in the dark?
Does he? Let me see.
I don't know if he glows in the dark.
Let me see. I'll test it.
The original figure.
The original glowed in the dark.
I don't know if this one glows in the dark.
The original one glowed in the dark.
Glow in the
complete
dark.
With weapon interchangeable.
Or was supposed to glow in the dark, because the original one was never actually produced, I don't believe.
Is this one of the ones that was not
produced?
Yeah,
that was.
Unreleased Gamma X production sample, 1969. Yeah. They show a picture of it on the back there. No, it doesn't say whether this one is glow in the dark or not.
And
it's still a great figure. Holy crap.
And the final piece, which really could be a weapon.
I know.
Colossus Rex, the man from Jupiter. The design is, you know, he's kind of like a fish.
He's huge.
Fishman. He's
the biggest one,
and
right?
He is heavy as shit. He comes with three. He comes with what? A mace, a trident, and a shield. Clear purple. But check out the. All right. What is the proper term for the bit that goes across his chest? With Jupiter on it.
Is that a bandolier?
Is that a bandolier? Is it a baldric?
I believe it's a bandolier. Well, no, it's probably, I don't.
Because it has the shoulder guard, so does that make it a baldric?
Scapegoat, look up baldric and bandolier and let's decide once and for all. He comes with an enormous staff.
Yeah, it's a trident.
And a trident? Oh, yeah, it is. Oh, and a shield.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it looked like it was connected the way
it's
packaged.
It's a trident, and a shield, and a mace.
And a mace.
Yeah.
Wow, he is heavy and humongous.
We should say that these figures, of course, are interchangeable, right?
The bits
pop off.
Yes.
Of course, each figure comes with some interchangeable, or some of the figures come with interchangeable parts.
Original.
Terra Firma comes with like some interchangeable arms to change the posing in them.
Here's what's great about these also. You can look on the back, and you can see, give me the woman from Earth, Terra Firma.
Sure.
They actually show you the original. This is the way you can prove it. I don't think either one of these were done. Terra Firma
what you see on the back is original Terra Firma artwork 2013. So this one was designed in 2013 by the gentleman that designed all these.
So are these three.
He's going to kill me because I don't remember.
So was Horoscope.
Horoscope.
Metamorpho backwards.
Metamorpho.
It is a.
And Jackass.
It is a Baldric.
It is a Baldric. Two points for OG.
Because a bandolier carries ammunition.
Okay.
And a Baldric carries a weapon.
But does that carry a weapon even though?
However, today the Baldric is used, you know, when people carry drums?
Yes.
So technically okay. It's gone beyond the weapon.
So it is a Baldric.
It's closer to a chess piece Baldric-like
all right.
thing. It's Mel Bernkrant. Bernkrant.
Yeah, Bernkrant.
Bernkrant, right? Who designed these for the Four Horsemen to do. So actually, are these all the ones from Series 6 or Series 7?
Not Colossus Rex, right?
Not Colossus Rex.
And not Gamma X.
Not Gamma X.
The two deluxes clearly okay. are...
Terra Firma yeah. was not an original piece.
Oh, no way.
What? What? What did you see?
Look at the company that produced the originals. Look on the bottom of the card. You know, you can't tell it on that one. On Gamma X or Rex?
Gamma X or Rex. Oh, wait,
yeah, you have to look at the original card. Look at the company that put those out.
Yeah, Colorforms. I knew that.
Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that.
I didn't know Colorforms put out anything other than Colorforms, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, it looks like Colossus Rex came with that purple mace way back when.
He did, but not the shield or the trident.
Correct.
So those are clearly new.
Those are new. Wow, these are awesome. So let's talk about why these are important.
But the two pistols that Gamma X came with looks like they intended to come with the original figure.
Oh, they did?
The drill
and the other one are both there.
Like
he has a bunch there, yeah. Oh, there's one on top.
Yeah. And there's one off to the side.
Yeah, I see it there. Yeah. This is an independent toy line done by the Four Horsemen. They look fantastic together, either in the package or out of the packages. I prefer in the packages because I think they're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the kind of toys that we want to support. We talk about a lot of licensed product. We talk about a lot of toys from a lot of big companies. Yes, we do. And what's fascinating to me is these are incredible toys that are only available to, you know, collectors and so on and so forth. And I think in a world where kind of toys are kind of falling by the wayside for little kids for preferences of things like video games and so on and so forth, the fact that we can still get amazing toys like these, this is you gotta give full credit to the Four Horsemen.
And I gotta say, at a reasonable price,
oh yeah,
$13 is not bad for that.
Not
figure,
at all.
Considering the Star Wars figure is the articulation.
Yeah. What's a Star Wars figure? A Star Wars figure like $10, $11.
Easily.
And these are, I think, in many ways, these are better. Yeah. So I'm just stunned. I'm stunned every time we get these. I can't say enough about them. I can't stress enough. Any number of websites that you'd like to check these out at.
Go to Store Horseman. That's where you're going to go to buy and pre-order these.
That's true.
That's the one we'll plug.
Well, let's plug them all. Source Horseman, FantasticExclusive.com, StoreHorseman.com, FourHorseman.biz. You can check out O'Neill Design for more information on O'Neill Design's Glios system.
Right.
Which is what these are built on.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely amazing. Yeah,
just great figures.
I am in love with these toys. I really, really am. And I want to thank the Four Horsemen so much for putting out these independent kind of things. And even with the Power Lords, whether you're a fan or not a fan, there's no way you can deny how well done these figures are and how cool they look when you put them together.
Absolutely. Amazing. And you know what else the Four Horsemen love? The wrap-up music. You hear it playing?
Yeah, clearly. I hear it playing.
A little bit.
It's there. It's faint, but it's there.
So after 8 years, we want to just take a moment and say thank you so much. First of all, for enduring this anniversary episode.
That's right.
Which ran.
I hope you guys found a little fun out of that.
I sure hope they did. Yeah. I mean, and if you didn't join us from the beginning, we hope you can see what you missed and how lucky you are to have come now.
Later.
And not have to have suffered through the first couple of years. Because they were not unlike that first episode. No,
they got better.
They got better and quick too. Yeah. I'm making more of it than I should, but we want to thank each and every one of you who has been listening,
absolutely,
regardless of the length that you have been listening.
If this is your first episode, welcome.
Yep,
And
probably shouldn't have started here.
You missed a lot. Years,
thank you and welcome. And
oh, and I should say I am Big Kev.
That's right, and I am OG
Scapegoat.
And we want to thank
Matt Cipolletti is no longer.
Yes, that's right. Matt, the role of Matt Cipolletti.
You got to tell them where we can find us.
You do that, producer.
Okay, http:////
No. Isn't it //?
It is not. www.
He's going to argue about the dumb joke now.
KevsGeekStuff.com. Put another // there for good measure. That's our home site. You can find it on the internet page. And then check us out on Twitter too.
And MySpace.
Get a little Twitter. No Twitter. You're not going to get
Twitter. Yeah, BK Geek Stuff.
Yeah, sure. Geek Stuff OG.
Scapegoat GS.
Yep, I'm Twittering each and every week.
You're Twittering.
Yes.
Yep, okay.
I'm Twittering.
Yep. And you heard in the middle of the show some voicemails. And if you'd like to leave us some of those ancient technology as well.
Yeah, and you can still, if you didn't get the opportunity to say...
kiss our ass a little.
Yeah, and say that you're happy that we're still here after 8 years. You can still do that.
Yeah, call us up at the GVM line, which is 425-920.
You stuttered.
6050.
My fault.
I thought OG was going to help me out.
Once again, the number?
425-920-6050.
Teamwork.
And I gotta say, this is a momentous occasion.
Awesome. Yes.
And I'm gonna say this is a momentous occasion because this is the first time that we've done some sort of celebratory anniversary Kiss Our Ass show where we didn't get any we hate you voicemails.
We did.
We always get at least one
guy.
And no, we
like,
hate yous this time
you.
Around.
I've been listening to this shit for like 4 years.
Yeah, and I hate it.
I hate
it. I don't know
it.
Why I still listen.
And I don't know why I'm still listening.
Now, of course, we're going to get a dozen of them next week, I'm sure. Yeah. But I'm happy
dicks.
To say that at least on the first go,
we're good.
No hateful voicemails.
Because they didn't know.
That's right.
And with that, OG, I think we will at last actually wrap up this episode number 323. The 8th year anniversary episode.
Hoota Wally.
Which we didn't name.
I know. That's all right.
What's it called?
Milestone.
A milestone, yes. And we'll do that by saying... Oh, no. I did it. I screwed it up. We'll do that by ending it the way we end all episodes. By saying, good night, Clarissa Dixon Wright. Wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.